the Hootin' Navy.
And he don't mean hootenanny.
Because the Hootin' Navy is a hootenanny that went to sea. Listen.
Welcome, good friends, to the Hootin' Navy. I'm Ralph Emery, and I sure hope you'll spend this next quarter hour with us. Our mighty new Navy is inviting most of your all-time favorites from the world of country and western music. And you'll be hearing them in person on Hootin' Navy. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the captain's dinghy is just tied up. And climbing aboard, it's our special guest, Cliffy Stone and his band, and Rex Adams. Say, Rex, you look a little green around the gills. What is it?
Ralph, do you ever try to eat a pistachio ice cream sundae with lime syrup on a rough crossing?
You mean all it will take is a napkin to return that healthy Rex Allen glow?
It's not easy finding my sea legs after all those years in the saddle. Of course, everything's changing. I hit the trail now, and Detroit tells me I got 300 horses under the hood. But, Ralph, you know I've never seen one of them yet.
Well, you'll have to admit, Rex, those paved highways sure beat those dusty trails.
You mean highways or happy ways?
Well, that's the name of a song, isn't it? Sing it, Rex Allen.
Highways are happy ways when they lead the way to home. Highways bring happy days to the broken hearts that roam. As you travel along life's ribbons of gray, they all unravel, bring you homeward to stay. For highways are happy ways when they lead the way to home. Got a little song to sing, so partner, draw your rein. I feel just like I'm in my hometown, back in the Navy again, 'cause highways are happy ways when they lead the way to home.
Thank you, Rex Allen. And now here's Grant Turner suggesting you find the highway that leads to Newport, Rhode Island.
Newport, Rhode Island. Now, there's a place where college graduates are finding more opportunities than I have time to talk about. Not only that, they're getting ready to serve their country in a very important position. Now, of course, I'm talking about the Navy's Officer Candidate School, OCS. That's where young Americans help keep our freedom by learning to become naval officers. And you know something? The whole course is just 16 weeks. Now, it's no snap, a lot of hard work, but the rewards are well worth it. If you're a college graduate, I want you to give a lot of thought to the Navy's Officer Candidate School. Better still, drop in at your local Navy recruiter's office and ask him what OCS can mean to you and your country. And remember this, OCS is the first step toward dedicated service in the Navy tradition. Now let's get back to Ralph Emery and Hootin' Navy's guest, Rex Allen.
Well, thank you, Grant Turner. Mighty good advice. Now, let's hear some mighty good vocalizing, and here's Rex Allen to handle the chores.
This is the story of Chuchu Gomez, a charro from New Mexico. When he was a small muchacho, Papa said, Mama, I bet you he will be the greatest charro of them all. He had eyes like Valentino, curly hair that was so fino, his smile would melt adobes off the wall. He grew up on guacamoles, chili beans and red frijoles, and they made his muscles muy fuerte strong. He had a long rawhide rieta, and he handled it much better than the fellow in that Rancho Grande song. Charro, bravo, charro, bravo, bravo, mi charro, charro, bravo. When he reached the age of 20, he got señoritas plenty, and they followed him to all the rodeos.
won the prize in Albuquerque, throwing bulls and shooting turkeys. Then a river of tequila starts to flow. Took his girl to Big Fiesta, tried to wink at all the rest of you could tell. She didn't like it, none at all. Tore up all of his love letters, took a great big long stiletto, and she pinned old Choo-Choo's backbone to the wall. Charo, bravo, Charo, bravo, bravo, mi Charo, Charo, bravo. When you visit Bill's Cantina on the edge of Magdalena, you can still see pools of blood upon the floor. When the señorita squila, Choo-Choo mixed it with tequila, now he's living right behind the devil's door. Charo, bravo, Charo, bravo, bravo, mi Charo, Charo, bravo. Charo, bravo, Charo, bravo, bravo, mi Charo, bravo, no more.
Bravo for Charo, bravo. And the way you sing it, Rex. Tell me something, Rex. On that TV series you did, Frontier Doctor, did folks ever get confused and figure you really knew something about medicine?
All the time.
Well, did you prescribe for them?
Of course. There was this fellow with a poppy seed stuck in his molars. Prescribed a toothpick for that youngster. Another guy had an itch.
And?
Told him scratch it. The route for most things that ails a man, I prescribe a little teaspoonful of music at least every half hour. Especially Cliffy Stones.
I bet you mean something like this, Rex. Prescription. Now, what would you prescribe for a young man with adventure in his soul?
Simple. Just have him listen to Grant Turner.
Adventure? Well, you just say the word Navy and you're talking about adventure. I guess that's why so many college graduates continue their education at the Navy's Officer Candidate School. They figure that after some 16 years of learning, they might as well add 16 weeks and prepare themselves to become officers in the Navy. Now, there's a career for you. And besides the adventure, there's a chance to be serving your country in a really important way. And while you are meeting your patriotic duties, you can figure on a great and secure future. You know, that O in OCS could well stand for opportunity, because that's what you find when you make the Navy your career. Incidentally, being married doesn't keep you from being eligible for OCS. So look into it, friends. A good career and an important one. A great future for you and the satisfaction of serving your flag. Ask your Navy recruiter to tell you all about OCS, Officer Candidate School.
Well, thank you, Grant Turner, for those important words. And now I, Rex. Rex, old buddy, what are you doing there?
Oh, just emptying my pockets.
Oh? Well, what'd you find?
So far, I found money, marbles, and chalk. I got the money, the marbles, and the chalk. Sweetheart, oh, but I still feel like I'm so poor. 'Cause my money won't spend, my marbles, they won't roll, and my chalk won't rise anymore. Now there's an old saying that's been all around. Well, I heard it before I could walk. Now some's got help, some's got wealth, others money, marbles, and chalk. I got the money, the marbles, and the chalk. Sweetheart, oh, but I still feel like I'm so poor. 'Cause my money won't spend, my marbles, they won't roll, and my chalk, it won't write anymore. Well, now the money, the marbles, the chalk is all right, just for misers who love only gold. But give me the chance to save our romance, for I love you with all of my soul. I got the money, the marbles, and the chalk. Sweetheart, oh, but I still like I'm so poor. All my money won't spend, my marbles, they won't roll, and my chalk won't write anymore. Yeah, my chalk won't write anymore.
Money, marbles, chalk, and applause for our special guest on Hoot Navy, Rex Allen. This is Ralph Emery, neighbors, expressing the Navy's thanks to Rex Allen and Cliffy Stone for joining us here on Hoot Navy. We hope you'll be back with us. In the meantime, give a nod of thanks to this radio station for making it possible for us all to get together. Waiting to visit us on coming Hoot Navies are country and western favorites like Webb Pierce, Ray Price, Roy Drusky, Herman Husky, Tex Ritter, and many more. So until the next time, friends, remember, you're always welcome at your Navy or Naval Reserve recruiter. That's where you find out how you can join the Navy.